Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest is Paco Zamora of Dust Control. And we were describing, of course, the bad episode with the union and your sale then of industrial laundry. So, but the one that you have been very consistent with is the Dust Control, and you've gone beyond Puerto Rico. Tell us about Dust Control and what you have been doing and where you are now with the Dust Control.
Yeah. Well, Dust Control is one of the sections of the industrial laundry industry, which includes linen supply, uniforms, and Dust Control. Dust Control is the smallest section in terms of size. It's not the biggest business, but it is a very profitable business compared to the other two.
You're talking worldwide or you're talking
worldwide.
Puerto Rico?
Worldwide.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
In 73, we saw the position. I went to Rome to a congress, a Catholic congress in Rome, and I passed on Barcelona and Rome, and I said, my God, this would be perfect to open up a Dust Control operation here with all the surfaces. I wanted to do it in Rome first, but I couldn't find anybody who joined with us in Rome to do it. So a friend of ours and a friend of Alfonso Ballester was here in Puerto Rico. He says, why don't you join us? He says, fine, I'll give you my a young man that is married to my niece, and he is probably better than my joining you. So we got this fellow, Antonio Llopis from Barcelona, and we brought him here to Puerto Rico for 7 months to train. Then I went with him back to Spain, and we set up a rudimentary dust control operation like we did when we started in Puerto Rico. From there on, we moved into a bigger plant, which was a very nice plant, and then to a very modern plant for the third time. The third plant and the last plant, probably the most modern plant in the whole world of dust control.
In Barcelona.
In Barcelona.
Yeah.
But we expanded from Barcelona to Madrid, Valencia, and we had franchises throughout Spain. So we covered a big number of, I would say we covered about 60 or 70% of all Spain. Then we expanded to France, and we had an office in Paris, another one in Perpignan in the south of France. And then eventually you open up a franchise in Budapest. And that was the last expansion that we did in Spain. Grew rapidly, and then my partner in Spain wanted to retire because of the laws in Spain. The laws in Spain says that when you get to be 67 years old, you can retire, and they will gather the income that you derive the last 5 years, and they average the 5 years, and they'll give you 90% of that average for the rest of your life.
Right.
So this guy was making a lot of money, and he decided it wasn't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to sell the company, and we sold it in 2010.
Okay.
It was a very good sale, and we were very pleased to sell it. I was sorry, but what the heck? I mean, I couldn't handle it from Puerto Rico to Spain.
Right.
And all that.
But 2010, that was the good news. There was some bad news in 2010.
Well, in 2010, we also had the bad news that the plant in Puerto Rico caught fire, and it destroyed itself completely. The building was totally destroyed. It fell on top of all the machinery, which was burned to the ground.
Did you find out what caused the fire?
The firemen came in, and they said it was a short circuit
okay.
that apparently sparked something. And since most of the product that we have rubber, because the mats, our rubber bag that spread over like
wildfire.
Yes, like if you had put gasoline.
That's not a good joke.
Anyway,
a total loss.
Total
machinery,
loss.
Equipment, inventory, everything gone. Everything gone.
The good thing was that
were you tempted to call it quits?
No, because we needed to go back to business. It was a good business running, and I had to develop it. My partner, Jose Enrique Gonzalez from Antilles Insurance, always told me, Paco, be well insured. It's better to have a good insurance and not need it than need it and not have it.
Right.
I was able to get back to business thanks to the assistance of SSS, which was my insurance company at the time. And we were able to put a new building, new machinery. We have now a better plant than we had before. But we lost a substantial amount of business, about 20% of the business, because of our competitors. They
took
came
advantage
in and took
of
advantage
it, yeah.
of that.
But Were you able, would you have to close down? Were you able to maintain some part of the business?
Yes, we did. We operated everything the hard way. We operated at night in the Eddie's Industrial Laundry that we used to own. They came over immediately after the fire and says, we're here to offer you whatever you need.
Wow.
And another friend of mine that has a laundry, a commercial laundry, also came over and says, if you need me, here I am. And we started doing business at night with, you know, because they were working during the day in their laundry, so they offered us to use their machinery during the night.
That's great to have somebody that you worked with. It goes out the world around that you had this good relationship with the person you sold the business to.
And also the employees that we have. The employees that we have are outstanding employees. They work at night and they came in during the day, and it was
very
incredible. Flexible.
And some of the employees that were in Eddie's laundry that you had sold were people that you knew, right?
Yes.
That were your employees.
Yes.
So you had the employees at the dust control, and then you had the employees at
Eddie's.
No,
but the dust control operation, we went to their laundry and we operated their laundry.
From that. So the employees that you had in dust control. Okay.
No.
I thought you were talking about the dust control employee. You're talking about the Eddie's laundry employees.
They gave us their facilities.
Right.
They didn't process the product for us. They says, these are the washers, the dryers, and since we know how operating, we could do that.
Yeah. But the employees to do that were the dust control employees.
Yes, okay. Dust control employees.
Okay. So you didn't use the employees of the Eddie's laundry.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
We only washed over there. We washed and dried, and then we brought it and we rented a building that was empty next to us. And over there is that we did all the other, the assembly and the preparing of the routes and the deliveries and everything.
Boy, that was, so 2010 had its high and it's had its, which came first, the sale? The sale came first?
No,
and then
the
fire?
The sale came the last. The sale came at the last.
Okay.
The fire started at the very early in 2010,
in
April 2010. And it took us almost until November to build the new building and new plant, new equipment. It was a very narrowing experience. I mean, but it was good. Now we have a very good plant, and we're growing, and that's the important thing.
Right. And then when you look back through all these different businesses and the ups and downs, the tribulations, the exhilaration of fantastic sales, what would you say was the lowest point where you were the most depressed and frustrated and upset? And when you look back.
Well,
I know I'm throwing you that curve.
I have to be honest with you. I really have never been down.
Right.
I have never been down. I've always been an optimist. Everybody says I'm an optimist. When I get into my car in the morning to drive, I start whistling.
Okay.
Because it's my nature, you know? And true, it was a very hard situation that we went through, and we worked like crazy to build it up. But like being depressed, no, I never was depressed.
Yeah.
I was really happy of the employees that I had that backed me up. I remember that one of my competitors came to buy me out and says, I would like to buy you out, but I don't want any of your employees, I don't want any of your machinery, I don't want your company, all I want is your customers. And I said to him,
this was before the fire.
This was during the fire.
During the fire, okay, so okay. Yeah.
And I said to him, do you think I build this business all by myself? Do you think I'm going to sell this business just for my profit and leave my employees in the street without work? That's not my way. That's not my style. And my partners would not do it either.
Right.
And we had a meeting and definitely we didn't do it. We decided to build it up. And we built it up. Unfortunately, we now have a very nice plant. We're growing.
And at this stage in your life, you're working as hard as you ever worked. What do you see? You're about 80, 82?
81.
81. I guess.
81 going to 65.
No, that is in great shape. And but not only physically, but you know, mentally. But you're working full speed.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
nothing has really changed. So
the thing is that we have expanded the dust control operation into the restroom services and into the hygiene worldwide. These two divisions handle the restroom, public restrooms. We can go into a public restroom and convert it to a no-touch restroom.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a break because what you're telling me is not only you're not retiring, you're expanding. We'll be right back. I'm with Paco Zamora of Dust Control at this stage in his life. We'll be right back.